In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to look at last Sunday's readings, the one we had yesterday. Moses said to the people, this is from the book of Deuteronomy, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord God gave your fathers and is now giving you." This is the land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are about to enter into the land. And the Lord, I want you to think about Israel, who Israel was. He did not choose Israel because Israel was the greatest nation. He chose Israel because it was the weakest nation, and he desired to put his love upon Israel. The word chesed is that love that cannot be merited. It is unfailing love. That God does this to a people that can do nothing for him, but he does it out of love, out of love, out of the chesed love of God. Let me kind of explain chesed to you a little more. We have MIT in Boston, and there must be one professor who is tops in everything. So this one professor, let's say, takes care of a young man from Alabama, not because the young man can give him anything, but because he wants to show love to this young man. This is the whole thing of chesed, not that we can do anything for God, but that he does this for us out of love, out of purest love. It makes no difference that we were the weakest of people. It makes a difference that God chose Israel. How odd of God to choose the Jews, Ogden Nash said, but that's who he chose. And that will be forever. They are forever the people of the Lord, and they will come to know Jesus Christ. We must also remember not only about the laws and the decrees, but that the God of Israel is a personal God. He hears and answers prayer. He is not like the gods of the nations. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have mouths, but they do not speak. He is the personal God, and he gives them this experience of commandments and statutes to observe as they are going into the promised land. It's very important to know that the God of Israel is the God who acts, A-C-T-S. He is the one who freed them from Egypt. He is the one who led them through the sea. He is the one who fed them with manna in the desert. He is the Lord. He is the Lord, and he has done this for only one nation, and that is the nation of Israel. And Israel is just about to enter into the promised land, which we will call Israel. So God's people just about to enter into the promised land, which we call Israel. It is very important to think about the God of Israel. The God of Israel, again, is a personal God. He bestows chesed upon his people. It's like grace. It's unmerited. He does it because he wants to do it. He does it because he loves us. That's the reason why he chose this nation. There was no part of this nation that could satisfy him. Remember what it says in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. Your mother was an Amorite, your father was a Hittite, and it was then when you were born from the wrong side of the track, so to speak, that I chose you, and I washed you, and I clothed you, and I put beautiful clothes on you. I chose you not because you had anything to give me, but because I loved you. This is God, and this is the same God who loves us. What is it that I can give God? I can't give him anything but myself. Everything that I have has come down from heaven. Everything that I have has come down from heaven. This is from James. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration, no shadow, no change. He willed to give us birth, how? By the word of truth, that we may be kind of first fruits of his creatures. So we are the first fruits of the creatures of God, but not only the creatures of God, but the saved of God. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Listen to the next line. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourself. I'm telling you that you can say, I was saved by Jesus, and he does save us. But if we're not doers of the word, we lie to ourselves. We are called to be doers of the word. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was in prison, you came to visit me. We are saved by grace through faith that leads to doing the works of God. Love, faith working through love is another way of saying it. That we need to know that we are called to be doers of the word, not only hearers of the word. We go out every Saturday to feed the poor. Why? Because God has first blessed us and has fed us and has given us all that he has given us. And so as responding to God, not gaining God's love, but responding to God's love that he's given us, we feed the poor. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. That's spoken to you as well as to me. It's easy to speak the word of God, and that's it. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. In other words, if you don't do what the word of God says, you delude yourself. You make yourself a liar. We are called to do what we say, not only to say, but to do what we say. We're looking at Mark's Gospel, and it's the 7th chapter. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, in fact, all Jews do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders, and on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups, of jugs, of kettles, of beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned Jesus, why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands? Jesus responded, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, hypocrites, that this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Oh, Jesus, bring my heart to you. My heart belongs to you. Bring my heart to you, Lord. I do not want to honor you with lip service, Lord. I want to honor you with lips that proclaim that you are in my heart and that you have done wonders in my heart. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment but cling to human tradition. He summoned the crowd again and said to them, hear me, all of you, and understand, nothing that enters a person from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All these things come from within, and they defile. In other words, you know, keep your heart clean. Keep your heart clean. Do the best you can in serving people, but keep your heart clean. Because what comes from the heart is that which either justifies us or condemns us. What comes from our heart. Jesus is not concerned with washing hands. It's a good thing to do. Jesus is concerned about what is in the heart of every single person. Is there unforgiveness today? It is time to forgive. Do not bring the person that you hate to the grave with you. Do not do it. Do not do it. Please, do not do it. It's not worth it. It is time to forgive. That's the forgiveness that we borrow from Jesus on the cross. It is time not only to forgive, it is time to care for people. We are called to care for people, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. How many people do we care for? You see, that is another issue. Are we always thinking about ourselves, or are we caring for people? Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. It's much greater than the golden rule. The golden rule is love one another as you would want them to love you. Jesus said on the night before he died, love one another as I have loved you. That's even until death. Even until death. Oh, yes. We have a personal God, the God of Israel. Oh, yes. He chose the weakest of the nations. Oh, yes. He hears and answers prayer. Oh, yes, he gave them the promised land, and he gave them the law, and he gave them the prophets, and he gave them the experiences of the Word of God. Be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Be doers of the Word. And it's all about the heart. What comes out of the heart is what's important. What comes out of the heart is what God looks at. We need to have our heart lanced with the love of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, lance my heart with your love. Lance my heart with your love, with your presence. Lance my heart so I will live for you and that my heart will do good to others only because you have done good to me. We want to respond with love, the love that God has shown us in his Son, Christ Jesus. We're looking at Zacchaeus again, and I'm going to just quickly go through Zacchaeus and just talk about things that are important. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. It was a very quick trip. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, and sought to see who Jesus was, and could not for the press, because he was tiny in stature. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, for he was to pass that way. He must have heard about Jesus. He wants to see this Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Open my ears, Lord. I want to hear Jesus. Open my heart, Lord. I want to receive Jesus. This beautiful Zacchaeus went out of his way to climb a sycamore tree. I don't know how old he is, but he climbs a sycamore tree because Jesus was going to pass by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. Notice that Jesus did not say, number 87543, come down from the tree. No, he called him by name. Our Lord calls each of us by name. He doesn't call us by number. We're using numbers in banks. We're using numbers on computers. We're all into these numbers. That Jesus doesn't use numbers. He calls us by name. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in your house. Jesus called you by name, not by your profession, not by anything else, but by name. That's who he called. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Now this is a sinner. This is a tax collector. And he's going to eat in the house of Zacchaeus. And when they saw it, you know, these are the Pharisees, they all murmured, saying that he has gone into the house of a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Remember what Jesus did with the rich young man. If you want to follow me, you have to sell everything and follow me and give it to the poor. Zacchaeus doesn't have to do that. You know why? Because his heart is not in his bank account. His heart is not in his goods. But he gives half of his goods to the poor. And if he has defrauded anyway, I restore the person fourfold. And Jesus said unto Zacchaeus, This day salvation has come to your house, for even you are a son of Abraham. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't care what the Pharisees were thinking. Jesus was fishing that day, and he was fishing for Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector. I can see Zacchaeus inviting his friends, and Jesus being at table, proclaiming the word of God, calling people to himself. Always remember that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Listen, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. I'm telling you, that's why Jesus ate at Zacchaeus' house. But you see, in order to be found, you've got to realize that you're lost. And I'm telling you, if you are without Jesus today, if he is not your Lord and your Savior, and he does not inhabit your heart, you're lost. You might teach theology, you might be a minister, you might be a priest, but if Jesus does not inhabit your heart, you're lost. But the best thing about being lost is being found. Yes, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. That's exactly why Jesus came. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should come immediately. What's the parable? He said, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then to return. And he called his 10 servants, and delivered from them 10 pounds, and said unto each, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man reign over us. I tell you, Jesus, reign over me, reign under me, reign through me, reign around me. But these people said, We will not have this man reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded the servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, and he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, you have authority over 10 cities. You must always know that the least that we have is our money. If God can't trust us with our money to tithe and to give offerings, he can't trust us with cities or people. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is the pound which I have kept laid in a napkin. Oh my! For I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up where you didn't lay down. You reap where you didn't sow. And he said unto him, Out of his own mouth will I judge you, You wicked servant, you knew that I was an austere man, taking up what I laid down, and reaping what I did not sow. Wherefore then, give not thou my money into the bank? Why didn't you give it to the bank, and you might require and receive interest? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him who hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he already has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which has shall be given, and from him that has not, even what he thinks the little that he has shall be taken away from him. But those of mine enemies which would not reign, have I reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. I want Jesus to reign over me. I want him to reign over my mind. I want him to reign over my heart. I want him to reign over my whole life. I need him. How about you? Do you need him today? Are you desperate enough to need him? Are you lost today? The best thing about being lost is being found. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Jesus saved Zacchaeus, not because he was charitable, but because he was lost. And Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. That's why he went to Zacchaeus' house. He didn't deal with the Pharisees too much because the Pharisees thought they had it. They had religion, but they were as lost can be. We're all lost. We're born lost. That's why we baptize babies, because we don't want them to be lost anymore. But they, at a certain time in their life, must give their hearts to Jesus. Baptism is good until the age of 7, you know. I was baptized, that's right. Now, at 7 years old, we can start to give our life to Jesus, to love Jesus, to proclaim Jesus. It is not only baptism, it's faith and baptism. We need faith and baptism to be saved. Baptism is not enough. One person came to me and said, will you baptize this certain person? They had good intentions. But I said, how old is the person? They said, 11. I can't baptize a person that's 11. They first come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. I said, go to an RCIA program, and they can then be baptized. They must come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. You cannot baptize an adult unless they come to a relationship with Jesus Christ, that they give their life to Jesus. I want to tell you today that we have not paid July's bills yet. We still owe about $15,000, I should say. $15,000. And that is something rare. I know it's the summer and people are away, but we really need to hear so we can pay July's bills to WROL and to WEZE. We need to hear from people. Are you blessed by this program? If you are, then send a donation to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Now we have August bills to pay. We haven't paid July's bills yet. So please respond. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or you can leave money online, inseason.net, and go to donation. Inseason.net, and go to donation. Every cent that you give, I do not get one penny, goes for the proclamation of the gospel. I don't need money from in season and out of season. Thank God. I have enough of my own. So I'm asking you to help us, because that's what I'm asking you to do. Are you blessed by this broadcast? Then help us. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us during the most important times, now and at the hour of our death. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We serve a personal God. He hears and answers prayer. He is in love with you. He sends his grace upon you. He sends his chesed upon you, not because you deserve it, but because he loves you. Why does he love you? Because he loves you. Not for what you do, not for your job, but because he loves you. Not because your grandfather was a pastor, but because he loves you personally. Give your life to Jesus today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.